The leaves are turning. There's a hint of a nip in the air, and that means, among other things, it is football season. On Sunday, the defending champions of the National Football League, the New England Patriots, will attempt to set a record. A victory over the Miami Dolphins would be the Patriots' 19th consecutive win. Joining me is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. And Stefan, we often hear about how the NFL is structured to promote parity. New England is making a mockery of that notion.
Yeah, they are. They started the streak a year ago. The Patriots won their last 12 regular season games. Then they won three playoff games, including the Super Bowl, and they've won the first three games this season. Now, they've won two out of the last three Super Bowls, and pretty soon we're going to have to start throwing around the word dynasty. And what's really surprising or amazing, frankly, is that this is all happening at a time when NFL economics are structured to give every team a chance. They've been willing to sign reasonable contracts instead of getting every last buck out on the free agent market. And at a time when NFL rosters turn over by a third or more every year, the Patriots have managed to retain the bulk of their good players.
Miami, the Patriots' opponent on Sunday, hasn't won a game yet this season, so I guess it looks like the record is in danger.
Yeah, and the Patriots are playing at home, which is always a big advantage in the NFL. And if they do beat Miami and break the record, which is held by six teams, though the most recent one being the Denver Broncos in 1997-98, the thing that I think is going to stand out is that they've done this without dominating opponents. Half of the Patriots' 18 wins have been by less than a touchdown, and they've only had one blowout, a 31-0 win over Buffalo last year. And I think that's another reason that this streak deserves such recognition, because no win is easy in the NFL, and to consistently win close games is downright amazing.
On to college football. A lot of big games this weekend. Top-ranked USC plays number 7 Cal. Number 2 Oklahoma plays number 5 Texas. Number 3 Georgia plays number 17 Tennessee. Let's talk instead, though, about a new NCAA proposal that would increase the number of college games in a season.
Yeah, it would add a 12th regular season game in Division 1A, the top tier of college football. Now, you've had 12 regular season games permissible in years where there are, get this, 14 Saturdays on the calendar from late August to November, which has happened in the last 2 years. But it won't happen again until 2008. And this is important because big schools have become addicted to the revenue generated by home football games, and they can't live without the extra one. Now that they've had it for a couple years, they don't want to go on in the future without it.
Isn't there some conflict here between efforts to clean up college football and show that these are indeed student athletes on the one hand, on the other hand, add another week to the schedule in which you're practicing for a big football game?
Yeah, and then the proponents of something like this always argue that it is a matter of now what's been ingrained in the system, and it's necessary to maintain continuity. But a lot of big coaches have come out against it, including Joe Paterno of Penn State. Michigan's coach Lloyd Carr said he polled his players, and they were overwhelmingly against having a permanent 12th game. The argument against it, of course, is that it's going to add a burden to players who are already stretched incredibly thinly during the season. And the irony here is that these college presidents that are going to approve this in all likelihood in the spring are the same ones that have argued strenuously against creating some sort of postseason college football playoff to determine a national champion, because it would be too much of a burden for students.
Well, thank you for talking with us once again, Stefan.
Thank you, Robert.
Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.